Hey, good morning. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Gimel. We left off on daf Beis Amud Beis towards the bottom of the Amud. Today's shiur again is sponsored by the Newman family. L'schus harefuah shleima for Avishai's father Chaim Naftali ben Frumit Freida. We hope that the schus of our learning is a schus for a continued refuah for Chaim Naftali ben Frumit Freida. We thank the Newman family very much for the sponsorship. So yesterday we saw the very large mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta that spoke about the various different types of cases that are adjudicated by Beis Din. We spoke about the three different types of Batei Din, a Beis Din of 3, a Beis Din of 23, the Sanhedrin HaGadol of 70 or 71. As we saw the Machlokas in the mishnah, the various types of cases that are adjudicated by the three types of Batei Din. Yesterday in the Gemara, we started with a discussion about the strange wording in the beginning of the Mishnah, where it said Dini Mamonis Bishlosha, Gzelos Vachavolos Bishlosha, and we had said what is the descriptor Gzelos Vachavolos coming to exclude, and we had drawn a distinction yesterday that we began to see between hodos v'halvos on the one hand, which are testimony regarding a hodah of a love, or testimony regarding an actual loan that the love took out from the borrower on the one hand, and gzelos v'chavolos, cases of theft and damage on the other hand. So yesterday where we got up to was we concluded that the distinction between hodos and alvos and gzelos v'chavolos is that whereas gzelos v'chavolos require a basin of three, and those three people have to be mumchim, they have to be musmachim. Hodos falvos, although it requires a basin of three, those three people do not have to be mumchim. So that's where we got up to yesterday. Today we are going to continue in this discussion and delve into what exactly the rationale would be for requiring a basin of three by hodos falvos, but dispensing with the requirement that those three dayanim be mumchim. It seems to be a sort of a compromise position that, yeah, you do require three, but they don't have to be judges of the same caliber as the type of judge that would be Don Exelos Vachavalos. But we'll see the Amoram have different starting points and different approaches as to how we get to that conclusion, that Hodos Vavos have to be a basin of three, but they don't have to be mumchim. So that discussion is going to start in the bottom of Beis Amud Beis. It's going to take us through Gimel Amud Aleph. And then towards the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, we're going to start delving into, line by line in the Mishnah, why we say certain things. Nezek, Chasi Nezek. Then the Gemara is going to backtrack and say, well, how do we know that there have to be three judges altogether? You had said that there's a Beis Din of 3 and 23 and 71. But what's the proof? How do we know that these numbers are the operative numbers? So we'll see all that in today's sugya. So we left off Beis Amud Beis 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom of the Amud. The first word on the line is Be'inan, and we left off with the third word on the line. So again, on the distinction between Odos Valvos on the one hand and Gzelos V'chavolos on the other hand, says the Gemara, Mai Kasavar, what exactly are we holding? So Iksavar Erev Parshios Ksiv Kan, if you say that we are holding from the idea of Erev Parshios, and what's the whole idea of Erev Parshios? So if you look in Rashi over here, Rashi about 3/4 of the way down says, Iksavar Erev Parshios Ksiv Kan, the Ikalaman Diyamar Bagozal Eitzim, there's a machlokas in Baba Kama, Shah Parshios Aksuvas Vela Mishpatim, all the Parshios of Shomrim and Hodos and Alvos that are written in Parshios Mishpatim, Ruvavosim, they're all mixed up. Sheesh Mikra Kasuva Parshazu, Shene Yechalamad Ba, Ella Mi Parsha Cheresu. Because if you look in Parshios Mishpatim, there are some psukim that obviously don't belong in the Inyan in which they're written in the Parsha, but they belong to another Inyan, Kash Kakon Asher Yomar Kihuze. Like the whole idea of Moda B'Miktzatz, the concept of Moda B'Miktzatz, which is Shayich only by a halva, where a malva goes over to Lova and says, hey Charlie, you owe me $100, and the Lova says, no, I don't owe you $100, I only owe you $50, that concept of Ki Yuzeh is written in Parsha Shomrim. D'alfina meinei Moda B'Miktzatz Hani Yishava, Shekosa B'Shomer Chinam, that concept of Moda B'Miktzatz is written by a Shomer Chinam, Lava Shomer Chinam Koi, but that can't be talking about, that can't be dealing with a Shomer Chinam. The Shomrim Afla Pish Lo Hoda B'Miktzatz Chayavim Lishava, because what we learned from this pasuk is Moda B'Miktzatz Hani Yishava, but by a Shomer who denies that he's actually holding on to the item as a Shomer, he has to take a Shvua even if he's not Moda B'Miktzatz Miksas Hataina. Even if he's not Mudah Miksas Hataina, the also Mudah Bina Nadaba Miksas. It's only by Alva that Dodoba Miksas Hataina Parsha is Dim Kesef Talvekoi. Because Mudah Miksas is talking about the Parsha of Im Kesef Talves Ami, which is also a Mishpatim. The also Mudah Bina Nadaba Miksas. Vilo Mudah Klum Chazaka. Im tainas atoveya emes loy yachol zel hayes panav negdo v'lomar lo visani hilkach afilu shvua lo boy, because we know that the halacha is that by a halva there is this unique halacha that you're chayev shvua only by modav miksas ataina, but if he totally denies the halva, then you don't have to swear to back up your claim because ein adam meyes panav b'fnei balchova. There's a chazaka to that effect. However, by a pikadon, by a shomer, where there's no notion of gemilas chasadim, may is panav a kofar akol. The shomer is more than happy to deny entirely the fact of the shmira, the fact of that the pikadon was given. Uboy shvua, therefore you require a shvua. V'hai taina demasisin. So here's the punchline. Isvirale nami dahai asher yomar ki huze bahalva mishtoi hare nemar Elohim bahai kra. That parsha of that word Elohim, from which we learn that you require a dayan who's a mumcha, is also written in the parsha of Shomrim. The mashma mumchim lashon srara v'rabanos kedekraminan reina saticha Elohim lefaro lashon rabanos v'liboy mumchim. So what Rashi's explaining is that if you hold from Erev Parshios that certain concepts that are written by Shomrim apply also to Alva, so one of the concepts that's written by Shomrim is the concept of Elohim. That's where we learn mumchim. So if Elohim's written by Shomrim, if everything that's written by Shomrim applies also to Alvos, so you should require a dayan mumcha by Alvos also. So iksavar Erev Parshias Ksiv Kan Liboy Nami Mumchim, then we should require Mumchim because Elohim is Mashma Mumchim. Viksavar Ein Erev Parshias Ksiv Kan, and if you want to say that no, there is no concept of Erev Parshias, what's written Lagabe, a specific Parsha, applies only to that Parsha, and I can't learn Halachos of Halva from what's written by Shomrim, then Shlosha Lamali. So then why do I even need three Dayanim? The only reason, well, you're going to see in a little bit in the Gemara, so the Gemara is burying the lead here, but the only reason that I know there's three Dayanim is because by Shomrim, the word Elohim is mentioned three times. But if I'm not learning any din from Shomrim to Alvos, not only should I not require Mumchim, I shouldn't even require three Dayanim. So what's going on? So says the Gemara, Liolam Ksavar Erev Parshios Kosev Kan. Really, we do hold of Erev Parshios. Ubedinu Delaboy Nami Mumchim. So therefore, Enachinami, says the Gemara, you're right. Just like I have Mumchim, just like I require three Mumchim by Shomrim, which is, again, remember Rashi in the beginning of the Masechta said that Shomrim, where you are Kofer and Sholeach Boyad, that's the case of Gzelos V'Chavolos. Just like I require Gimel Mumchim by Shomrim, I should also require three mumchim by hodos valvos v'hai de lo binan mumchim. So in that case, why taka do I not require mumchim by hodos valvos? Is mishum de Rabbi Chanina. It's because of Rabbi Chanina. De amar Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Chanina says like this: Dvar Torah really now focusing on another aspect of the judicial process, the concept of drisha v'chakira, where we ask edim all sorts of questions to make sure that their testimony is 100% accurate and is 100% consistent. We ask them all sorts of questions. And Rashi explains that the last Rashi on the page, Sorech Livdo Kasa Edim Be'eza Yom Be'eza Sholvo. Really, you say that you saw, that you bore witness to the Alvo. What day was it? What time of the day was it? And you make sure that they answer consistently. So Reb Chanina says, Echa Dine Torah, Midine Torah, Echa Dine Mamanes Ve'echa Dine Nefashas Bedrisha Ve'chakira. Both by Dine Mamanes and by Dine Nefashas, you have to subject the Edim to the drisha v'chakira process. Shenemar, because it says mishpat echad yelachem, because it's the same mishpat, it's the same process both for dine mamonis and for dine nefashas. Now umatam amru dine mamonis lo bina drisha v'chakira. Now if minatora I should require drisha v'chakira also by dine mamonis, the same way I do by dine nefashas, why in fact does drisha v'chakira not apply by dine mamonis? Rather, it's unique to dine nefashos. Says the Gemara, kadesh because we're afraid that we're going to close the door in front of borrowers. We're going to prevent people from wanting to lend money. Rashi explains, that people are going going to refrain. They're going to not lend money. Shema yichbar va'edim yitu. Maybe the lova is going to deny the fact of the loan, and the edim are going to make a mistake. V'lo te'edusam l'chuvenes. And maybe in the drisha v'chakira process, the edus is going to come out to be not 100% consistent. V'yafsid, and the malva is going to be mafsid. Then v'hachanami shema layimsu mumkin l'kufu l'din. And so too, for the same reason that we say that even though technically Drisha v'chakira should apply to Dine Mamunis, still it doesn't because of Losin al Deles, so too, Mumchin should apply for Dine Mamunis. However, and by Dine Mamunis I mean Hodos Valvos, Mumchin should be required for Hodos Valvos, but we relax the requirement for Mumchin, because if we tell the Malve, you're going to have to get a Dayan Mumchin, you're going to have to get Dayana Mumchin in order to adjudicate the Halva, he's afraid, maybe I'm not going to be able to find Dayana Mumchin, maybe I'm never going to be able to get my money back, and it's going to be a problem of, Losin al Deles Bifnei, it's going to be a problem of Losin al Deles Bifnei Lavin. So just to point out, Tosfos over here says, at the top Tosfos, Vim Tomar, Talmud Avim Tomar Talmud Lomar the Ikar Drisha v'Chakira Beinim Zomimim Ksev v'Parsha Shoftim B'Dine Mamunus v'Dine Nefashas. That why do I need the pasuk of Mishpat Echad to teach me that Drisha v'Chakira applies to Dine Mamunus just like it applies to Dine Nefashas? The whole concept of Drisha v'Chakira is learned from Edim Zomimim. The concept where you have Edim who are testifying on something and we refute the testimony not on the basis that what they're saying is inaccurate, but on the basis that they couldn't possibly have bore witness to what they say they saw because they were actually in another city at that time. Edim Zomimim is a concept that applies equally to Dine Mamunus and Dine Nefashas. So why do I need a pasuk of Mishpat Echad to teach me that Drishas V'Chakira should apply to both? I learned the whole concept, the Iker concept of Drisha V'Chakira is learned from Edim Zomimim, which definitionally applies both to Dine Mamunus and Dine Nefashas. The Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar demikol makom lo avim atzrochina Drisha V'Chakira b'shar Dine Mamunus ela dafka b'edim zomim ilo dekasa Mishpat Echad. I wouldn't know, says Tosfos, I wouldn't know that Drisha V'Chakira applies to other types of Dine Mamunus except for the situation of Edim Zomimim. So why is that? So most of the Achronim explain what Tosfos means over here is that Edim Zomimim, well, either Edim Zomimim is a Chiddush, and since Edim Zomimim is a Chiddush, we can't learn from the Chiddush to other areas of Halacha, so I couldn't learn from Edim Zomimim to regular Dine Mamunis. And others say that Edim Zomimim is a Knas, and I can't learn from a Knas to Mamon, and therefore I require the Pasuk of Mishpat Echad. But back where the Gemara is going with this, is that the Gemara is saying, I should require Drisha V'Chakira by Dine Mamunis. The reason that I don't is because of Losin al Deles. So to really make a Radin, there is Erev Parshios, and because there is Erev Parshios, I should require Gimel Mumchim by Odos Valvos. Why don't I require Mumchim? Because Losin al Deles. I'm afraid nobody's going to make a loan if I'm going to require him to find Dayanim who are Mumchim. So says the Gemara, Elameata to lo Yishalmu. But if that's the case, then if these Edim make a mistake, then they shouldn't be required to pay. So what's this talking about? So if you look in Rashi on the first skinny line says, Elameata to hedyotos b'dine mamunos. If these hedyotos make a mistake in dine mamunos, lo yishalmu, the dayanim should not be required to make the litigants whole. T'chsiv d'kevan d'brishus rabbonon konachti. Because they are judging with the rishus of the rabbanon, havilo kumumchem, they're like a mumcha. V'chola mumcha lebeistin imta pater milashalim. And any mumcha lebeistin, if the dayan makes a mistake, he is absolved from paying. He does not have to pay. Kidl kamon bechadini mamunis hashein a mumcha chayav. But the inference is that if a person who is not a mumcha is judging something improperly, then he would be chayav to pay. So these people who are not mumchim, If they are judging with the reshus of the rabbanon, it's a losin al delas issue that we give these non mumchim permission to judge. If they make a mistake in the din, they should not be required to come out of pocket and make the litigants whole. So says the Gemara. Well then, kol shkein ata no al delas bifnei lovin. Well then, certainly nobody's going to lend money because the malva knows that he's going to lend the lova $100. The lova is going to be kofer. He's going to have to bring the lova to a din Torah. We are not going to require him to find Dayana Mumchim in order to bring the Lova to a Din Torah because it's hard to find Dayana Mumchim and we want to facilitate the Din process because we want the guy to extend the loan in the first place. But if the Dayanim who make a mistake in judgment aren't required to reimburse the Malveh And the Lova is not going to reimburse the Malva because the Lova is a deadbeat and he's claiming that he's not going to pay back. Well, in that case, the Malva is going to be out his $100, so he's never going to lend the money. That's why we have to say that these Dayanim will have to compensate the litigants if they mess up, the din. So says the Gemara, okay, so I hear where you're coming from, but then Iachi Tartiktani, Dine Mamanis Beshlosha Hedyotos, Xelos v'chavolos b'shlosha mumchem. So if that's the case, so says the Gemara, well, the Mishnah should have told us, the Mishnah should have actually articulated what it means in the beginning in two clauses. Because what we're saying now is that there are other types of dinim amenus besides xelos v'chavolos. Those types of dinim amenus are hodos v'alvos. Hodos v'alvos are like xelos v'chavolos in that they require a basin of three. But they are unlike Xelos v'chavolos, in that Xelos v'chavolos require a basin of mumchim, whereas Hodos v'alvos require a basin of hedyotos. So you should have broken it up in the beginning of the Mishnah. The ode, shlosha shlosha lamali. And also, which seems to be a little bit of a contradictory question, why do we have to give these two examples of various things that require three people, three dayanim. Let's just say dine mamonos and xelos v'chavolos are b'shlosha. So why do you break it up? So says the Gemara, elama rava tartiktani mishum de Rabbi Chanina. We break them up because of Rabbi Chanina. What's Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina is what we just saw. We just saw that Rabbi Chanina says that by hodos v'alvos you require three judges, but they're not mumchim. By Xelos v'chavolos, you require three judges, and they are mumchim. So now, if you go back to the Mishnah, it says, Dine mamonos b'shlosha. Dine mamonos, i.e., hodos v'avos, are with three hedyotos. Xelos v'chavolos, b'shlosha, and Xelos v'chavolos are also with three, but by Xelos v'chavolos, the three are three mumchim. Okay, good. So that's one view. So now we have the view that Meikar Adin, Hodos Vavosha also require three mumchim because of Erev Parashios, but we relax the requirement, Mishom Kadesh Lotinel Delas Bifnei Lavin. Now Rav Acha, Bereid Rav Ika, comes about it from a totally different direction. Rav Acha, Bereid Rav Ika, Amar, Midaraisa Chad Nami Kasher. Really, Midaraisa, even one judge is sufficient to adjudicate the case of Hodos Vavos. Shenemar Bitzedek Tishpot Amisecha, that you should judge your friend with righteousness, and Tishpot is a singular, it's a Lashon Yachid. Ela Mishum Yoshvei Kronos. But the reason that we require three judges is because of Yoshvei Kronos. So what's Yoshvei Kronos? So Yoshvei Kronos is that we're afraid that Yoshvei Kronos is a guy who doesn't know any halacha at all. So we're afraid that if you're required to have only one judge, what if the one judge is an Amaret? So that's going to be a problem because he's not going to know how to judge. Now, parenthetically, we should note that the Torah says that these hedyotos who are judging the case of Hodos v'alvos, they're not required to be mumchim, but they should at least know the halacha, right? In other words, they should be regular balabatim. They should be learned people who know enough. They're not dayanim, but at least they're not amei haaretz. So the concern is that if we have only one judge, then that judge might be an Amaretz, and if that judge is an Amaretz, then we're up a creek, because now we have a Din Torah that's being judged by one person who doesn't know the halacha at all. Okay, so says the Gemara. So Altu Betlasa Milo Ava Yoshvei Kranos. Well, doesn't the same concern exist no matter how many judges we have? If you're not going to require mumchem, so you're going to require regular guys, so you're going to permit regular guys to be part of this this group of judges. Isn't there always a concern that even if there's three of them, all three of them are going to be Yoshvei Kranos, all three of them are going to be Amai Aretz? So says the Gemara, Efshar Delesbu Chad De Gamer. It's impossible that one of them isn't going to know the halacha, so at least one of them will be somewhat competent. So says the Gemara, Ela Meata To Lo Yishalmu. Why is the halacha that if these hedyotos judge a case of Hodos V'alvos and they mess up and they make a mistake in the judgment, why do they have to come out of pocket and reimburse the litigants? They shouldn't be required to reimburse the litigants because they're judging with the permission of the Chachamim. So says the Gemara, Kol Shkein D'Nefishi Yoshvei Kronos. Because if you're going to say that Tolo Yishalmu, then certainly there are going to be more Yoshvei Kronos, because now there's no incentive for them to ever learn the halacha, because they know that they're insulated from liability if they ever get the din wrong. So says the Gemara, Ma'ika bein Rava l'Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Ika. So now, what's the difference between Rava and Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Ika? Because they both come from a different direction, but they both get to the same place. The place that they both get to is that Dine Mamanis, i.e. Hotos Falvos, are judged by three people who can be Hedyotos. They don't have to be Mumchim. Rava said, Midaraisa, you need three Mumchim, and we relax it. Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Ika said, Midaraisa, you need only one guy, and then we add a stringency that you should have three, because we're afraid that the one guy you have as a dayan is going to be Yoshvei Kronos. So says the Gemara, Ike ben Ayu, de Amar Shmuel. The distinction, the nafkamina between them is Shmuel's halacha. What did Shmuel say? Says Damar Shmuel, Shnayim Shedanu Dineim Din. If two dayanim judge a din Torah, then their din is valid. Elashenikru Basin Chatzav. But they're called a Basin Chatzav, because really you should have a basin of three. You went with a basin of two. That's considered to be an element of chutzpah. So the Rava, let's lay the Shmuel. Rava doesn't hold from this halacha of Shmuel, because Rava, again, is the one who came from the starting point that we always need three dayanim. Therefore, he clearly disagrees with Shmuel. Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Ika is lay the Shmuel. Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Ika came from the starting point that really me'ikar adin, you require only one dayan. He certainly holds like Shmuel, who says that if me'ikar adin, one dayan is sufficient, then two dayanim are also going to be sufficient. Okay, so then on the Indian of Yoshvei Kronos, just to point out, we had said that we're afraid that these Dayanim are going to be Yoshvei Kronos, they're going to be Amaya Aretz. So Yoshvei Kronos, the Gemara here doesn't appear to mean it really pejoratively. Listen, you're a Dayan, you should know what the halacha is. You should know how to judge a case. And these Yoshvei Kronos are Amaya Aretz who don't really know how to judge a case. The interesting thing is, if you look at the text of the Hadron, when we make a Siyam, we talk about the distinction between people who finish Masechtos and Yoshvei Kronos. We talk about Anu Mashkimim Vehem Mashkimim Anu Rotzim L'Chai Olam Abba Vehem Rotzim L'Bar Shachas, that we're running to Olam Abba, and these Yoshvei Kronos are going to Gehenim. So it seems from the text of the Hadron that Yoshvei Kronos are really bad people. It's not simply that they're regular guys who don't really know how to learn too well. So some suggest that the Margolis Hayam suggests that the proper Nusach in a Siyam is not Yoshvei Kronos, but it's Yoshvei Karkios Vitartos. It's people who sit in stadiums and in assembly halls. In other words, it's not stomp people who don't learn. It's people who, instead of learning, they just immerse themselves in the Goyisha culture and in going to these various gatherings and these various functions that they probably shouldn't be at. So maybe the proper nusach there is not Yoshvei Kronos, because here it seems that these Yoshvei Kronos are harmless. It's just that we're afraid to have them as dayanim because they don't really know the halacha. Now this halacha of Shmuel, who says that Shnayim Shadunu Dineim Dim Elish Nikra based in Chatzav, Tosfos quotes the Bahag, who says that the halacha is actually like Shmuel, because the Gemara on Daf Hey, which we'll see in a couple of days, says that Rav Nachman used to judge alone because he was a dayan mumcha. So how could Rav Nachman judge alone because he was a dayan mumcha? Obviously, he holds like Shmuel that Shnayim Shadanu Dineim Dim Elish Nikra based in Chatzav, but he felt for whatever reason he was competent to judge alone. So that's what the Bahag says. The Rif argues and says that we don't follow Shmuel because many of the Amoraim, which we'll see also later this week, all argue on the Shita of Shmuel. Okay, says the Gemara Viter. Now we had in the Mishnah mentioned a whole bunch of types of disputes that require a panel of three, and one of them was Nezek and Chatzi Nezek. So says the Gemara, Nezek Hainu Chavolos. Why is Nezek its own category? Nezek is Chavolos, as Rashi points out. If you're Chovel someone, then you have to make five different types of payment. Nezek, Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes. So the only reason that you're Chai for Nezek is because you did Chavolos. So Nezek is Chavolos. Why is it listed separately? Says the Gemara, Mishum de Kaboy, the Misnei Chatzi Nezek, because we have to say Chatzi Nezek. So Taninami Nezek Shalim, because we have to say Chatzi Nezek, we also mention Nezek Shalim. Says the Gemara, Chatzi Nezek Nami, Hainu Chavolos. Chatzi Nezek is also a case of Chavolos. Chatzi Nezek is if you have a short Tam who's not yet who's not yet huchsuk to be a dangerous animal, and that shor damages someone or someone's property or someone's shor, the owner of the damaging shor has to pay chatzi nezek. But that's also chavolos. That comes about through a case of chavolos. Says the Gemara, Tana Mamona v'ktani knasa, because we learn both a case of mamon and a case of knas. So the Gemara's assumption is that Nezek Shalem is mamon, because that justly is what you are obligated to pay. Chatzi Nezek is more like a knas, because Chatzi Nezek, the concept of paying half damages, bears no connection to the amount of damage that you actually caused. And since it bears no relationship to the actual amount of damage that you actually caused, the Gemara assumes that that Chatzi Nezek is really more of a knas than really a compensatory tool. So says the Gemara, okay, well, hani chalamandi amar palga deniska knasahu. That's good according to the Mandi Amar, who says that chatzi nezek is taka knas. El lamandi amar palga deniska mamona ma'i kalameimar. But according to the Mandi Amar, who says that chatzi nezek is also an inyan of mamon. Why do we mention separately both nezek and chatzi nezek? Says the Gemara, ela aidi tekaboy lemisne tashlume kefel tashlume arba v'chamisha. Since later on in the Mishnah, we have to say that tashlume kefel, the double payment of a gazlan, and tashlume arba v'chamisha, if you steal a shor or a seh, de mamon she'ena mishtalein baroshu, that is money that's not mishtalein barosh. What does it mean that it's not mishtalein barosh? Rashi says that you're paying more than you owe. Tananami chatzi nezek de mamon she'ena mishtalein baroshu. So too, we mentioned chatzi nezek because chatzi nezek is also mamon she'ena mishtalein barosh, because by chatzi nezek you have to pay actually less than you owe. So that's why chatzi nezek is distinct from nezek, and that's why it bears a special mention. And once we mention chatzi nezek in the Mishnah, we also mention nezek expressly. Even though you're right, in a chinami, nezek could be included in the word chavolos that is mentioned earlier in the Mishnah. Okay, now the Gemara gets down to a fundamental question. So we had said these various things, all these various types of Dine Torah, are adjudicated before a panel of three Dayanim. How do we know that the number three is the right number? Shlosha minolan. How do we know that the smallest Beis Din is comprised of three people? Detana Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, we have a Braisa. V'nikrav balabayis Elohim, El Elohim, because in the Parsha of Shomrim it says, the balabayis will go to the judge, Hare kan echad. Ad Elohim yavod var shneim, Hare kan shnayim. Asher Yarshion Elohim Harei Kan Shlosha. Three references to the word Elohim in the Parsha of Shomrim. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. That's how I know that you require a basin of three judges. Rav Yonason Omar. Rav Yonason says he gets to the same place, but through a different way. Omar Rishon Tchila Nemar Vein Dorshan Tchilos. No, the first reference to Elohim of Anikra Valabayis El Elohim is Tchilos. That's the first time this concept is mentioned. And the first time the concept is mentioned, it comes only for the Pashat Pshat and not for a Drusha. So I can't darshan that the first Elohim means I have one of the three Dayanim, because that just means a judge. It just means Pashat Pshat. Ella, ad Elohim yavod var shneim arei kan echad. The second reference to Elohim is where I know that I get my first judge. Asher yarshiyan Elohim arei kan shnayim. The third reference to Elohim is how I know I get my second judge. Vein based in shakol, and now we have the concept of vein based in shakol, mosif and aleim od echad. Then we add one other dayan to the base in arekan shlosha, and then that leaves me with three. So says the Gemara, Nema bedarshan tchilos kamiflagi. Are they arguing about darshan tchilos, about whether the first reference to a word in a parsha can also serve as a drusha in addition to teaching me the pasha pshat? It seems like they're arguing about darshan tchilos. Demar savar darshan tchilos, amar savar ein darshan tchilos. One man the Amar says that we can use the first word Elohim to teach me that I need one of my three judges. The other man the Amar says, no, I can't use the first reference to Elohim to teach me that I need one out of my three, because that word just comes to teach me judges. It doesn't come to teach me any number. There's no drasha. Says the Gemara, lo, dekuli alma ein darshan tchilos. Everybody says that really we are not doresh tchilos unless the pasuk uses a very unique and a very unusual word. So, amar l'cha Rav Yoshia, imkein, neimakra, V'nikrav balabayis el hashoifet, but it should have said that the balabayis should come to the shofet. In other words, if the whole point was to teach me that I need a dayan mumche, then it could teach me hashofet. Elohim, we saw already in earlier in the shir, Elohim is mashma mumche. But if I wanted Stam to teach me that I have to go to a mumche, I could have said hashofet. How do you know hashofet's a mumche? Not every shofet is a mumche. It's from the hey idea. Hashofet would have taught me, oh, it's the judge. So the judge is the dayan mumcha. But it didn't teach me hashofet. It used a different lashon. My el Elohim shmamina l'minyana. But so from the fact that the pasuk uses the strange word Elohim to get the point across, it's mashma that not only is it teaching me the pshat, but in addition to the pshat, it's open to drasha. Rav Yonasan says, Lishma Dalma Nakat. No, Elohim isn't teaching me, it's not an unusual language. Elohim is not unusual at all when we're talking about Dayanim. Kadamri Inshi, Mad Isleidina, if a person has a din, Likrav Lagabe Dayana, he should go to a judge. And Elohim is the way we say judge in biblical Hebrew. So it's not that it's an unusual language, and therefore, in addition to teaching me that I need a mumche, it could also teach me that it's one out of my three Dayanim. It's a regular language, and therefore, I can't be Doresh Tchilos here, just like the typical rule is that Ein Darshan Tchilos. So says the Gemara. Now again, if we remember where we are, this is Machlokas, Rav Yoshe and Rav Yonasan. Rav Yoshe holds that we need three Dayanim because there are three references to the word Elohim. Rav Yonasan says, no, we're only Doresh two of the references, but then Ein based on Shakal, and that's how I know my third. So the Gemara is now going to assume that Rav Yoshe needs to learn each Dayan from a reference to Elohim, because otherwise he wouldn't know to add a Dayan on account of the concept of Ein based in Shakal. So says the Gemara of Rav Yoshia Lesle based in Nota. Does Rav Yoshia not require that we need an uneven based in? Vatanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Osho Rav Yoshia Glili Omer, Matam Alomar Lintos Achre Rabim Lahatos. What did we learn from that which the pasuk says that lintos achrei rabim lahatos? Torah amra, the Torah is telling us asei lecha beistin nota, make for yourself an uneven beistin. So how can it be that Rav Yoshia holds, were it not for the three references to Elohim in the pasuk, I wouldn't know a concept of ein beistin shakol if we have this drasha from lintos lahatos that I need a uneven beistin? So Savar Lak Rabbi Yehuda, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Shivim. Because Rabbi Yehuda said, remember, we saw in the Mishnah Machlokas, is the Sanhedrin HaGadol 71 or is it 70? And Rabbi Yehuda holds it's 70 judges. The Tanan Sanhedrin Gadola, Isa Shal Shivim V'yachad, Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shivim. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it is comprised of 70 people. So says the so before we continue, just parenthetically, Tosfos here, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shivim says, V'odiyamar Rabbi Yehuda Berakha Chalil Gabi Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim Shoyu Ba Ayin Aleph Katadro Shal Zav Keneged Ayin Aleph Zekanim Shel Sanhedrin Gedola. In the Gemara Sukkah, it appears that Rav Yehuda holds that there were actually 71 Dayanim on the base of Nagadol, not 70. So, Ainu Mishum Demoshal Gabayu. V'chein B'kol Sanhedrin Gedola, Hayusham Mufla Shebebesin Shloya Minacheshban. No, it's not because he holds that there were 71. He holds that there were 70 judges. Now, Moshe was the ultimate Dayan, if you will, but he didn't sit on the base then, according to Rav Yehuda. So the fact that he counts 71 over there is because he's counting not only the number of Dayanim on the basin itself, it's because he's counting also, it's also that he's counting Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so says the Gemara, yes, you're right that Rabbi Yehuda seems to hold that by the Sanhedrin HaGadol, you require only 70, and that you can have an even number of Dayanim on the basin. But Emer the Shamitle the Rabbi Yehuda Sanhedrin Gedola Dichsivikroy. But maybe that's only by Sanhedrin Gedola that he says you can have an even number of Dayanim. Because remember, he learned his Shita on the basis that Moshe said, Is Asfuli Shivim Zakanim. And that's how he learned that the Beis HaGadol, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, can have 70 people. Bashar Beidina Mishamitle, do we ever know that the other Batei Din, either the Beis of 3 or the Beis of 23, can also have an even number of Dayanim? We never see that in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And if you want to say that it doesn't make a difference, and Rabbi Yehuda would say also by the small bate din, you can have a beis din with an even number of people. Now, I know we can't say that because the Mishnah contradicts that. Vatnan, smicha sakenim, which was paralem davar shel tzibur, v'avarifas eglah b'shlosha, devar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda omer b'chamisha. Rav Yehuda says that you require five judges for these things. And we learn, Vamrina, my time is Rav Yehuda. Why does Rav Yehuda say that we require five judges? Again, this is the same Rav Yehuda who holds that Sanhedrin HaGadol can consist of 70 judges, says that we need five judges for Arifas Egla and Smichas Akenim, because he learns a drasha. V'samchu Shnayim. Zikne Shnayim, vein based in Shokol Mosif and Aleim Od Echad Arei Kan Hey. So, and Rav Yehuda himself says we learn the concept of ein based in Shokol. So, Rav Yoshia, you do not learn the concept of ein based in Shokol. You only know three because it says the word Elohim three times. Who do you hold like? You hold like Rav Yehuda, who says that the Sanhedrin HaGadol could be 70 people? That's only by the Sanhedrin HaGadol. By smaller Batei Din, even Rav Yehuda says Ein Beis in Shakol. So how does Rav Yoshia know his Shita? Says the Gemara, Yein Echanami. Rav Yoshia has a different Shita. So the Rav Yoshia, Adifa, mid Rav Yehuda. Rav Yoshia's Shita is even stronger than Rav Yehuda. Dilu Rav Yehuda, b'Sanhedrin Gedolu, d'lesley, ha'b'shar Batei Din islay. Because Rav Yehuda says it's only by the Beis in HaGadol, it's only by the Sanhedrin HaGadol of 70 that we don't require an even number of people. However, by other batei din, we will require an odd number of people. And the Chiddushei Aran explains that the only time that we have the ability to add an extra dayan because of a rabbanon concept of a midrabbanon concept of aim based in shakel is where we don't have an explicit pasuk in the Torah that tells me I have an even number of judges. But in the one case in the Torah where it tells me I have an even number of judges by the Sanhedrin HaGadol, according to Rav Yehuda, Asfali Shivim Zakenim, then because of a Drabbanan Dika concept of Ein Beis in Shakel, I can't go adding judges to what it says explicitly in the Torah. Rav Yoshia Bashar Batei Din Nami Lesle. Rav Yoshia also says that we don't require, that we don't say Ein Beis in Shakel even by other Batei Din. Velahai Lintos Mayavid Le, but how about the whole concept that we follow the Rove? So Mukam La Bedini Nefashos, Ava Bedini Mominus Lo. He says that no, we follow the Rove by Dina Nefashos, but not by Dina Mominus. So we don't have to have necessarily a basin that could be broken down into Rove by Dina Mominus. So says the Gemara, really? Elahadit Nan. Shnayim Shomrim Zakai, Vechonomer Chayev Zakai. If two judges say he's Potter, and one says he's Chayev, then he's Potter. Shnayim Omrim Chayev, Vechonomer Zakai. If two say he's Chayev, and one say he's Potter Chayev, then he's Chayev. Neimad Lok Rav Yoshia. Should we say that this doesn't hold like Rav Yoshia? Says Rashi, Dik Rav Yoshia, Kibun the Shlishi Mikro Yalef. Because according to Rav Yoshia, since the third Dayan is learned from the reference to Elohim, Velomi Shom Nota, and not because we follow the majority and we require an uneven number of dayanim, I might think that all three dayanim have to reach the same conclusion and you need a unanimous verdict in every din Torah. Says the Gemara, no, afilu tamer Rav Yoshia, maisila b'kavachomer medina nefashos. Even Rav Yoshia will learn that we follow the majority from a kavachomer from dina nefashos. Uma dina nefashos to chmiri amarachmana zilbasaruba. Madach by dina nefashos, which are chomer because a person's life is at stake, still the Torah says that we follow the rove. Certainly, by dina mamonos, dina mamonos lokoshke, and certainly by dina mamonos, we are going to follow the rove as well. And therefore, we know, even according to Rav Yoshi, who learns from the three references to Elohim, we still follow the robe. The question that the Achronim grapple with is that we know that there is a concept generally of Ein Holchim B'Mamon Achar HaRov, that we don't follow a Rov by Dine Mamonos. So if Ein Holchim B'Mamon Achar HaRov, how is it that we follow the Psak of Rov Dayanim? And those Achronim work on it, but the basic explanation is that there are two different concepts of Rov. Rov means a lot of things. One Rov is that, in most of the cases, we think this. In a minority of the cases, we think that happened. Here, there's a dispute on the beis din, right? These dayanim who are deliberating, they come to different conclusions. Ultimately, they break down, let's say, in a two-to-one verdict. Once those two dayanim say, Pater or Chayev, That's no longer considered a robe. That's considered a robe that's really like rubo kukulo. Once based and even on the basis of a majority came to a psak, that psak is no longer considered to be a robe psak. That psak is the psak, as opposed to the concept of like rove and karov that we're used to talking about. V'haraya, say these achronim, if this were really the concept of a regular rove, and ain holchem b'mamon achar a rove, we should say that the dayanim can never have a majority because kol kavua kamech sal mechza, and the dayanim are sitting down, they're being done a din Torah, and therefore they're always considered to be disputing evenly. And so obviously it's a different type of rove that we're talking here. Once the dayanim render a judgment based on a rove, it's considered to be a psa. It has the force of a coal instead of just a robe. All right, so let's stop here. We'll pick up from the two dots, God willing, tomorrow morning.